Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome in to another edition of MCM Radio. I am Jimmy Morris at jmorrismcm.
MCMmiracles.com at TitansMCM.
Today is Friday, November 11th. It's Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all of those who served. Thank you so much for your service. The big news from Titans practice yesterday was that Ryan Tannehill was listed as a full participant. Now, if you watched the video of him at practice, it didn't look like he was necessarily going all the way through the drill they were doing, but they listed him as a full participant. He has not been listed as anything higher than limited in the last, you know, couple weeks since he hurt his ankle against the Colts. So, you know, I don't know. We'll find out more today when the injury report comes out today. I would say if he's full again today, they may still list him as questionable, but I would say he's probably going to go. If he goes backwards at all today, again, they're going to list him as questionable either way because he was questionable last week and it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense for him to go backwards this week. But, you know, I would say if he's full again today, there's a pretty good shot that he plays on Sunday. You know, and look, we know they need him, right? That's the, you know, I still think Malik Willis can be a good quarterback. I'm not by any means ready to give up on him. But I do think that for this offense right now, Ryan Tannehill is definitely, clearly the better option. So hopefully they'll be able to get him back in this one on Sunday. Treylon Burks still practicing from all the videos that people have shown. He looks good. He looks ready to go. Again, everybody had glowing things to say about him. Downing talked, you know, said good things about him yesterday as well after Vrabel had done that on Monday. So hopefully he's ready to go and they activate him on Saturday. Now, they don't have to make that decision until Saturday. Most of the time they don't make those decisions until Saturday. So we'll have to wait until then to see. But my guess is that we see Treylon Burks in this game on Sunday. All right, so what else? The Denver Broncos. That's who the Titans play on Sunday. The Broncos have struggled on offense. I mean, we know that if you've paid attention to the NFL at all, you know the story. You know that Russell Wilson has not been good, that their offense has been floundering, their coach has had in-game decision issues. All that stuff is true about them. Talking to the Broncos guy for Mile High Report, which is the Broncos SB Nation site, they seem to think that they figured some things out in that game in London. That was the last game the Broncos have played. They had their bye last week, so that was 2 weeks ago. They beat the Jaguars in London. We'll see. Listen, I mean, their offense has a lot of talent. I was going to say their offense is good. Their offense has not been good. In fact, it's been, you know, worse than the Titans' offense, at least in a points per game deal. But they have talent, right? I mean, I have a hard time believing that Russell Wilson is just done, like that he's shot. He's not to the age yet where you would be concerned about that. I don't know if it's just settling into a system or what, but, you know, I'm a little bit afraid that he's figured it out, that they, you know, had a good at least second half in London against the Jags. They had the week off to figure out some things, and they're going to come here and be ready to go. I mean, yeah, there's a little bit of trepidation as far as that's concerned for me, but we'll have to see. You know, Russell Wilson was hurt. He, you know, there was the whole thing with the workout on the plane on the way to London and blah, 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 blah. Again, having a week off, I think that he'll be ready to go. So we'll see how they look. Their run defense has not been good. So that's the one thing, right, that if you're a Titans fan, you look at that. That's the first number I look at every week when I pull together the numbers preview that I do on the site, is how is the opposing team's run defense? The Broncos have not been good against the run. They've been good against the pass, but they have not been good against the run. And they have tackling issues, apparently. So, you know, hopefully this is another game where Derrick Henry can, you know, get his and he can kind of make some things happen. So that'll be the game plan. I mean, that's always the game plan, but that's certainly the game plan against a team that struggles against the run. Now, talking about the Broncos offense,
The other concern that we have is the fact that the Titans defense is really, really banged up. There are a lot of guys that are still that have still missed practice. Christian Fulton went backwards yesterday with a hamstring injury, so he went from he was limited on Wednesday to did not practice on Thursday. Now, again, that could have just been him working some things out, and maybe we see something different today. But that it's never good when you see a guy go backwards during the week. But you've still got Zach Cunningham, Bud Dupree, Amani Hooker, Jeffrey Simmons, T.R. Tartt. None of them have practiced yet this week. Now, T.R. Tartt is an illness, so you assume he'll be back. Jeffrey Simmons is in a walking boot, and that is a problem. He said he kind of re-aggravated the ankle in the game against the Chiefs. You know, he's going to do everything he can to get out there, but we'll just have to wait and see if he's able to go. We'll again, see what he does on Friday. Dupree not practicing still is a bad sign. And again, the hip injury that has plagued him this year, that's going to be an issue. Zach Cunningham played last week, didn't see him have a setback. Again, the other thing to keep in mind is the defense played a lot of plays on Sunday night. And so some of this could just be maintenance rest type things, right? They have injuries. Like Cunningham was coming back from the elbow. So, you know, maybe that's just a way to give him a little bit of time. Amani Hooker, like I said, still in practice with that shoulder. I don't think he plays. So, I mean, if I had to guess right now, I would say Cunningham and T.R. Tartt play. Jeffrey Simmons is questionable. I doubt we see Amani Hooker or Bud Dupree. And then same thing with Christian Fulton being up in the air. We'll just have to kind of see what he's able to do today, and then that'll give us an indication of where they think he is for Sunday. So a lot of question marks and a lot of, like, you know, key guys on the defense there. And this team, man, they just cannot stay healthy on either side of the ball, but the defense now has especially been plagued with these things. So, like I said, we'll watch all that today, see practice reports today. That's the better indication than anything that they've done so far. See who Vrabel rules out. He's always willing to rule a couple people out on Friday afternoon, and then we'll get more news, you know, Saturday and Sunday. But hopefully hopefully he doesn't rule anybody out. But like I said, I think it's a long shot to expect Amani Hooker or Bud Dupree to play. All right, that'll do it for today. Check out museummiracles.com. We'll have all the news and updates from Friday's practice report and anything that comes out over the weekend. We will have you covered. Make sure you have museummiracles.com bookmarked to check it out. Notifications, all that good stuff at Titans MCM, at J. Morris MCM. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again next week.